Thank you for coming in for your evaluation today. I'm so glad you could be on time for a change. As you can see, your evaluation score this year is not what it used to be. We've discussed your punctuality before. It appears you've been late for a total of 17 times last month.
Yeah, but it was for a grand total of 19 minutes. You know for a fact that my mother has been sick in the hospital for the past several weeks. Can't you show a bit of human compassion for a guy running a minute or two late after visiting his critically ill mother?
Now, I'm very sorry to hear about your mother. But you must remember, you're a role model for your students. If you cannot show up for your classes on time, how can we expect our students to do the same? What if they just stop showing up? We couldn't call ourselves an educational institute anymore, could we?
Does it say anywhere on that evaluation how many times I've stayed late to prep for the next day's classes? You know I can't do it before class because, well, there's no staff room in which to work.
Sadly and unfortunately, that's not how this works. As an educator, you have a responsibility to prepare for your classes on your time. Moving right along, while we appreciate your good attendance at meetings, we feel you don't contribute enough.
You do recognize that, first and foremost, we don't get paid for meetings. And don't get me started at the same things that get repeated over and over and over again. It's all filler, no substance. It almost feels like you're simply yapping to consume 30 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Just like this evaluation.
Well, it does appear that you have many opinions to share. Perhaps if you shared them during the staff meetings, some changes could be made. Then, wouldn't your working environment improve?
If I even gave my opinion, would you listen? Would you change the whole company? I really don't see what the point is.
On the topic of poor participation, it says right here that you didn't dress up for the Halloween party. Now, as you know, that is an important cultural event for our students at our institution. I'll have to dock you a few more points for that.
Don't you think dressing up as a ghostly vampire or a zombie sailor seems a tad inappropriate? These are junior and senior high schoolers we're teaching here, not preschoolers. I'm not sure the teacher dressing up really brings any cultural significance to the classroom.
I do not like the tone of your voice. Are you experiencing digestive issues? You should go home and get some rest. Make sure you're more punctual tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm having some real bad indigestion. But here's a tip. Why don't you take your verbal diarrhea and flush it? I'm sick and tired of this evaluation.
Well, that went surprisingly well. I hope you can work on what we've talked about and really sink your teeth into the next quarter. You know, we are a happy family.
Thanks. This was productive. It really produced a deuce.